Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about life and some tips and strategies for how you might be able to align with that and be your best self. Put yourself at the end. Think about you at the end of life and look backwards. What would you like to see? What would you like to be able to say about your time spent here on this third rock from the sun? My first tip is a miracle question. I want everyone to consider that if there was nothing in your way, there was no barriers to the perfect life for yourself, to your perfect version of you, what would you be doing? What would you look like? Who would be around? Because that's probably a good indicator of where you want to get to, and it's a good indicator of what your ideal self might be. It's a good place to start. So my first strategy this week is to ask yourself, why is that ideal self that you've pictured so important to you? Only you can answer that. And what are the activities and actions that that ideal self is doing? And why are they so important? Why is that meaningful to you as a human being? And to really connect with that, because finding meaning is an incredibly motivating thing. And so the more we can get in touch with the activities we'd like to be doing, the more we can start to direct ourselves towards that and live in alignment with those things. My next tip is to think about your values and to connect with those values. So if the activities are the things that we are doing, then the values that we have might be driving those activities. They might be a little bit more unseen, but they're really, really important aspirationally. It's also possible that we can have different values in different areas or domains of life. So when it comes to ourselves, we have some values for how we'd like to be, the things that we'd like to underpin our decisions and the type of life that we lead. We will have values in the context of our relationships, whether they be family, friends. We may have social values. We might have values about our connection to community. We might have values in relation to knowledge and the pursuit of knowledge and growth. All domains and areas of life, we can have different values for ourselves. The more that we're able to picture and get in touch with those, the more likely we are to be able to start to create that ideal life for ourselves. The next thing is to get in touch with what that ideal life might look like. And then ask yourself, how close am I living to that today? And that gives you a really interesting metric for the ground that you'd like to make up. So let's get practical. If you start to see that there's some things you'd like to be able to make different, my question to you is, how could I demonstrate some of these values in life at my present moment? In the next 7 days, what's something really, really tangible that I could take? Give me the step. Give me something that I can incorporate that I can keep up day after day, week after week. So that may even be a really, really small thing, but if it's a step towards your values, then it's going to be a lot more authentic. My one proviso on that would be to acknowledge and know that no one's life is perfect. And so even our ideal self, even our ideal life is going to be a flawed thing, and probably not all the domains of our life are going to be where we'd like them to be. But if we can continue the process of making that more true for ourselves, if we can live more in alignment in more domains of life, then probably that's going to be the best that we can do, and that's going to be the best chance of living and being the best you can be this week with Mind Games.